This week on Video Death Loop.
We must stop Godzilla before he destroys the city.
Plus, fun Manitoba facts. Hey everyone, welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host for this week, John Hurst, and over here is my temporary co-host, Aaron Littleton.
I was about to take umbrage with the fact
umbrage.
That you called me umbrage even.
Yeah.
That you called me a temporary co-host, but I guess that's
it's true.
I'm here
to speak the truth.
There's always that question of the time period, right? Like, clearly, next week, I will be the host. So, yes, I am a temporary co-host. Yeah. But also, there's this idea that, like, 15 minutes in, you're going to be like, fuck this guy. Fuck him. Kicking him off. I've got, I don't know, Kevin Smith coming on to be the next temporary co-host.
Of the Smod Castle fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, John? Do you know what I don't like?
What do you not care for? What?
It's when shows, any kind of a show, and I just realized this in a way, I think. Whenever there's sort of like an iconic, person, like a host, that leaves the show, and then
it changes,
Rather than just get someone new and giving them the time to become iconic in the future, they just throw up their hands. They're like, we have rotating hosts now. We aren't even going to try. Because like the Daily Show is kind of doing that. Ever since Trevor Noah left, they're just like, I don't know, like
Wait,
a bunch
Trevor
of
Noah
people.
Left? Oh, yes. I'm behind on the Daily
like
Show, clearly.
Some years ago, Trevor Noah left.
I thought like Jon Stewart comes back for like election stuff. I knew that.
Yeah, one night a week. Basically,
What do they do the rest of the time?
Other fucking people host the Daily Show.
No,
this
they don't.
Yes, they do.
No,
yes, they do.
There's no Daily Show.
No one watches it.
There's a South Park rerun happening right now on Comedy Central. They're not running the Daily Show.
They're not running it at this particular moment. But no, they're literally the Daily Show is still on every night. But they've just given up on the idea that there's going to be another host that has such a impact on society as Jon Stewart. And fair enough, Jon Stewart's a American hero as far as I'm concerned. But you can't just give up. You can't just be like, I don't know, we've got a bunch of people. Never get used to anyone. This is no one's show. This show is no one's, and it is nothing. It feels just I don't know. Just try something.
Try anything.
I will admit, I was never the biggest fan of Trevor Noah, but I would much rather see Trevor Noah on The Daily Show than just an endless rotating cast of hosts.
So what you're saying is that the format that we've done since the very beginning of the show with
the
rotating
host. Yeah, it's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
We've ruined the media.
It would be like, okay, all right. Let's be honest. There's every possibility that one of these days you're going to have to start a Video Death Loop. And you're going to be like, guys, I have very sad news. Aaron Littleton has died in a freak catapult accident.
Damn. I knew that was how it happened.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it will be a catapult that does me in.
Not a trebuchet, just a catapult?
No, just a catapult. There's been so many times I've almost started building a catapult. I've got room in my backyard to do it, and I've got ideas of how I could build a catapult, and I have power tools.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's, apart from... I honestly don't know what is keeping me from building a catapult like right fucking now, but I probably will at some point, and it will be the death of me. And you're just gonna, and rather than replace my iconic every other week hosting and co-hosting my temporary co-hosting spot, you're gonna just get like a bunch of people to fill in. I don't want you to do that. I want you to really like buckle down and pick somebody to fill my shoes, to fill my very bloody giblet filled shoes that is left after that that catapult accident.
I mean, like, the shoes hopefully fly off in mid fly because of the speed and trajectory of the catapult. But
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going off. I mean, there could be any number of ways that catapult could kill me, and I'm ready for just about any of them. I think.
Would you be okay if, like, would you want to, like, in your will? We've had a lot of will reading on the show recently, but with would you name a co-host for the Video Death Loop?
I don't think so. I don't think that's my place. I'll be dead. You need to pick someone.
Okay.
That's a good vibe. You know, someone that did that on another podcast, Andy Zaltzman, on the Bugle, when John Oliver left. Admittedly, big shoes to fill, but fucking try. Don't just rotate people in and out every week. Like, fucking try. Like, give it a go. Like, give it an honest go. Pick someone and stick with them. Okay, I don't think that there's anything funny about what I'm saying right now, by the way. I don't think. Sometimes I have these little rants that are kind of secretly funny, but I think this is something real that I believe that I'm just finding out.
Do you think I could get Trevor Noah? Do you think, like, if he's not?
I mean,
not
he's on, not. He's doing nothing. He's doing nothing. I don't know what Trevor Noah is doing.
Is he one of
you
the.
Should has try.
He, has he come back as one of the rotating host members?
I'm aware of. I mean, admittedly, I've only been watching The Daily Show since Jon Stewart came back, and I've only been watching the parts that Jon Stewart is on. But from what I understand, just sort of in the you know, area around The Daily Show, there's just like just random people host. Like, a guy hosts on Tuesdays, a different, you know, a lady hosts on Wednesdays, different lady hosts on Thursdays. Like, I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's the kind of rotation we're seeing.
It's kind of like The Doctor, except like they just get a new host every other day.
Yeah, but you can't do it that quickly. Doctor Who, I'm not upset with. I'm not upset that we're not like weakened at Bernie-ing like the first Doctor.
I don't know.
Pretending he's the Doctor. I guess they kind of do that sometimes.
They do like the three Doctors or the five Doctors or the eight Doctors or how many other Doctors are up to. They keep adding Doctors every couple of years because they can't keep them for that long. They got to do like Shakespeare and shit.
Whatever it is, just stick with it though. Just stick with it. That's for you folks out in life too. Just stick with it.
Stick with. Okay.
Pick somebody or something and just stick with it. That's what we did. We started this podcast and we just stuck with it. Is it working? I don't know. Maybe it's working, but we're sticking with it.
We are. The reason why I was laughing there, by the way, was like this weirdly ties into the commercial that I've chosen in very bizarre way.
Oh, okay. So, well, I wouldn't know what it is as a temporary co-host.
No.
To this podcast.
Just a temporary host. I've chosen the video. I'm going to force Aaron and myself to watch it on loop until we can't take it anymore. I think I'm just going to go right into it if you're good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Pick the video and let's stick with it.
All right, we're sticking with it. I have the contract signed. We are going to watch the video in 3, 2, 1.
All right. We're watching a video. I see Godzilla. Godzilla. It's like a black and white Godzilla. He's in a town.
He's destroying the town.
Yep.
They can't, like, everyone's like looking at it, like kind of destroying it. Just Godzilla things basically are happening here. It's from the 80s, this commercial.
He's smashing stuff. He picks up a big tanker that says cola, drinks it. I don't know that he cares for it.
He doesn't care for cola.
He's back at it. He blows up. He's like, fuck lemonade. He blows up a bunch of lemonade.
Doesn't even drink the lemonade.
Doesn't even look. Okay, now he's found a water tower that's labeled Dr. Pepper. He gets it. He's drinking it.
Everyone's drinking Dr. Pepper now.
Everyone's drinking it now.
Pretty happy about it.
Maybe this seems to have satiated Godzilla, who then burps.
Yeah, but the slogan at the end, the one part that you didn't mention, is a slogan for Dr. Pepper is hold out, which seemed very prescient to what you were just talking about.
Okay.
Hold out.
I have to ask, Sean.
Okay.
Okay. Hold out. I could believe that that was a tag that the YouTube uploader of this video added. I could believe it.
You could, but the commercial, the song in there says hold out for Dr. Pepper.
Does it?
Yeah, like if you still, listen to the lyrics.
It just looks a little, it just looks slightly out of place. I don't know what it is. I'm not okay. Sure. I mean, I'm not going to fight you about it. It may actually have been in the original commercial. But at the same time, I really need another look at this.
Okay. I mean, like, this is a very clean copy. Like, this is like
it's a copy gorgeous. Of,
like, yeah, it's there's no like it's super like imposed. It's like one of those, like, this is like direct from the commercial factory to YouTube here.
Okay, maybe it may actually on it. The thing is, it's in Comic Sans. Okay, the holdout is
in Comic Sans. It's not Comic Sans. It's slightly.
It's pretty fucking close.
It's comical for sure. I don't think it's it's comical Sans, maybe. But
what's another character from Undertale?
Sans.
Not
Papyrus?
Sans.
Papyrus.
Papyrus is not a character from Undertale.
He is Sans's best friend, Papyrus.
You're lying.
No, he speaks in Papyrus, okay. Literally. He is,
and his name is Papyrus, and he speaks in Papyrus?
Yeah.
A non-font name
he
from Undertale.
He shows up at the same time as...
Played Undertale. Fucking sue me. Fucking sue me. I haven't played Undertale.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not 10 years younger than I am. I haven't played Undertale.
Undyne? Undyne, I think, is another
Undyne,
character.
Undyne, so it's comical. Yeah. Undyne, that's not even funny. We've gone so far, and I've gotten so mad that my joke is not even funny. Comical Undyne, if I had said it without any of that information we got between when you said that comical
I'm sorry.
Sans.
I'm sorry. I didn't...
it's not your fault. You're not the one that didn't make me play Undertale.
I mean... It's a good game.
Made
you try
me
it out
not
sometime.
That made me not play Undertale, or that didn't make me play Undertale. I think it's just made me not play Undertale.
Made me I made you not want to play Undertale.
I'm
is
saying
that?
You didn't not make me not want to play not Undertale.
Okay.
It's very clear. It's very clear what I'm saying.
Extremely,
here.
Extremely on that. Extremely is like why Godzilla is so mad at lemonade. To the point where he will not drink
he
it.
He doesn't even try it.
No.
He's just like, fuck lemonade. Fuck it. Like, and why? It's full of vitamin C.
Yeah.
It's got a tart, refreshing flavor.
Yeah. Works great in summer. You know, like, you get a little bit of a sugar kick from it, depending on... You can put as much sugar as you want in lemonade.
Yeah. You ever added additional sugar to a soda?
Oh, to a soda? I don't think so. I don't think so. That sounds scary. I do not like that. Have you?
No, I haven't. And I'm wondering why. It feels like something one of us should have tried. One of us should have tried. I used to be quite a soda fiend. No longer. But I used to drink soda a lot. And I'm just surprised I was never like, I should put more sugar in this.
Like, give me a Diet Coke, but let's put some sugar in it, kind of thing.
A Diet Coke, please. And a small goblet of sugar to add to it on the side.
Can you give me some creamer? It's like, what the fuck?
Creamer in your soda is the most vile thing I've ever heard of. And I'm totally on board with it. Actually, no. Now that you say that. Can you not go to Sonic and order cream in your soda?
Oh, I don't know. You can order
You can. I think it's actually an advertised menu item at Sonic Drive-In that you can put cream in your soda.
I know you could do like the limeade type stuff, like where they, you know, they have like a get a shot of like whatever flavor and kind of like snow cones and whatnot.
Yeah.
I've not heard about cream though.
Cream it up. I want a creamed up soda.
No, I'm do not cream anywhere near my soda. Thank you,
Sean. Get your cream all in the soda over here.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
It's got a full creamy flavor. This Dr. Pepper
got a half and half. Hold out for this.
Half and half. Give me a diabetes white Russian.
Yeah.
No vodka. Just soda and half and half.
The only way you could make that worse is if you just put a can of like pet condensed milk in front of you. It's like use that somehow in your soda or creamer or whatever.
Is condensed milk really just what it says on the tin?
Is it evaporated just milk? Yeah.
Well, no, evaporated milk is different than condensed milk.
Is it?
Evaporated milk is like powder. It's powdery. It's powder.
Ah, okay.
It's
okay.
You can reconstitute milk from it, presumably. Okay. Condensed milk comes in a can.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And it's like, it's just thick. It's thick milk. Which,
very,
I mean,
thick.
Makes me think, yeah, it probably is just a bunch of milk that they've, I don't know, boiled some of the moisture out of, so it's all of the stuff in milk that's not liquid,
right?
But just more so, or less liquid, however you, more milk stuff, less liquid, or the same amount of milk stuff, less liquid.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I've never thought about it, but it sounds like now, like in my head, it sounds like, you know, someone like, it's like Louis Pasteur makes pasteurization, like where you heat milk, like heat things up a little bit, and he's like, no, what if we go further? What if we just go further on that? We just get all that liquid out of there. We condense the shit out of it.
I mean, maybe. I mean, maybe condensed milk was invented by Louis Pasteur. Maybe he just kept going. I mean, once you've invented pasteurization, I mean, what's stopping you? There's got to be the next high, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Louis Pasteur, the reason everyone knows, I mean, maybe not everyone knows his name, but lots more people know his name than should, is that he actually pulled off the sort of hat trick of inventing a thing and getting it named after himself.
Yeah.
Which is tough, right? It's not like every invention is named after the guy that invented it.
No, by God, they try, though. They definitely try. But not everyone succeeds in that.
No, they don't. But Louis Pasteur sure did.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I've invented a process. It's called pasteurization. And sounds like people, it's just named after you. It is. But you're going to like it. So you just, for me, keep calling it pasteurization. And yeah, everyone like just kind of did.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Like in that case, we're just like, it's like, you can't call it that. And they tried. It's like, oh, shit, this is oh, you know what? You can get away. You're allowed. You're allowed to. You can call it pasteurization. We will not critique that. You've done us a service for the world.
You know. Yes, everyone agreed that for now, but I feel like I'm 100% confident there will be some asshole in the future that tries to come up with some generic name for pasteurization. And I think right here and now, we need to form the society of people who will continue calling it pasteurization, just to make sure that in the future, it keeps being called pasteurization. Now, if we find out that Louis Pasteur was some sort of bullshit guy, you know, who held unfavorable views, perhaps, against a group of people. Yeah, let's figure out something else. Milk boily, whatever you want to call it.
Milk boily? Is that his name?
That's what we're going to call it.
He sounds like an ace detective on the back of a cereal box.
No, I'm just saying that's the new name of the process.
Okay. Yeah.
The new name of the process. I mean, we could invent a fictionalized character.
I think
we could strip the real character. Again, if Louis Pasteur turns out to be a bad man, I don't know anything about Louis Pasteur except he was into boiling milk.
Yeah.
And wanted the thing named after him. For fucking sure. But that's what we call it, milk boily.
Okay.
Milk boily. But like I said, if we do want to strip away Louis Pasteur sometime in the future for legitimate reasons, and I'll only accept a legitimate reason. Mm-hmm. It will never be Son of this. We should just call it something that isn't the guy that invented its name. No, that's not a good enough reason.
Like, people are actively trying, like, people are really into the name Milk Boily, but they can't until they find something wrong. Like maybe Louis Pasteur was a saint, for all we know. Like,
exactly. You know, no, like, this is the same fucking, I mean, I feel like I've talked about this before, but the, you know, the Heimlich maneuver, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's been this, like, push in the last 10 years to, like, stop calling it the Heimlich maneuver, to call it, like, chest compressions or something.
Right.
And maybe not chip stomach compress, whatever it is. And it's not like Dr. Heimlich was a bad guy. They're just like, we should just stop calling it after him. Because it's, I don't know, he's nearly dead. He's still alive, the last I heard, Dr. Heimlich.
Right.
We just want to make sure that when he dies, his legacy goes down with him.
just like someone just like walked down the hallway and like just look like Heimlich gave them a dirty look and they were just like, he's like, no, we can't, I'm gonna call it something else.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't know what. And then it's kind of taking off, right? It's kind of taking off as far as I've heard. They don't call it the Heimlich maneuver so much anymore,
right?
But why? Again, you know, he did, I don't think Dr. Heimlich got, you know, Me Too'd or something.
Right.
Like, he just, they just decided to stop calling it that. I feel like Louis Pasteur is in ever increasing danger of us calling it Milk Boily.
But the more you say Milk Boily, the more I'm tempted to join the sign of Milk Boily just because.
No, stop it. I don't mean to make it sound so cool.
But I mean, like, Louis Pasteur, it's been like 150 years. I think pasteurization's like hit over that mark at this point. Like, Heimlich maneuver has been like, what? Like 20th century, pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the last I heard, Dr. Heimlich.
Dr. Pepper.
I doubt that Louis Pasteur was a doctor, or we would have remembered that as well.
Right.
But the
just like, maybe
actually,
that's how it starts.
Why are we listening to this guy? Why are we all boiling our fucking milk if this yeah. guy's not even a doctor?
Yeah, like, so just everyone wakes up like, Louis Pasteur, not a doctor. And they just call it pasteurization by a non-doctor. And they
he
just move on with their life.
He has an associate's degree in graphic design.
What the hell?
We shouldn't be listening to this guy at all.
He should be looking at my pixelated PDFs and making logos from them.
So... yeah, I'm coming down very clearly. Sans anything that would sort of ruin the memory of Louis Pasteur, I want pasteurization to keep being called pasteurization.
Okay,
I will defend that name now. I take a solemn oath.
Okay, pasteurization from this point on is hereby
shall continue to be called pasteurization.
As protected by the Video Death Loop podcast, podcast host Aaron Littleton and John.
Temporary co-host of Video Death Loop, Aaron Littleton. Watch out, he's fucking coming for you.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we'll form some sort of a club.
Just cool kids club.
Yeah, it's for kids. It's the pasteurization for kids club. I guess we probably should have an adult version, but we can have a kids version.
I mean, you guys, you know, get the influence on there early, make them understand the power of pasteurization, and maybe they won't be drinking the raw milk that is so popular, like with the trends on the social media and the TikToks.
They still is that still popular? Is raw milk still popular? I know it was for a while.
Every once in a while, it gets, popular, but usually it's because, like, someone picked on me. I was like, I got all this raw milk, and then the next tweet's like, oh, I'm sick. Oh, shit.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, oops, sick, lol.
Oops, all E. coli milk.
Yeah. Oh, hold out.
Hold out. God, I'm trying. I'm trying.
All right.
If Godzilla invented a food preservation technique, should we continue to call it Godzillaization? Like, let's say Godzilla. Like, what's it? Okay. We need like a staple food, right? Like a food that you need to make sure like keeps, like, just wheat, right?
Yeah,
Let's imagine Godzilla invented a way to store wheat that keeps it like weedy for, you know, 3 years easily.
Okay.
I mean, wheat's just like, wheat storage is solved thanks to Godzilla. All right. So everyone's like, oh, thanks, Godzilla. Thanks for helping us store wheat. Now, like, hunger will go away and the price of wheat will go down and just all kinds of knock-on effects.
How does Godzilla present his findings to other scientists? Like, does he just Godzilla's up a town, messes up everything, and just happens to stance upon like a way to preserve wheat?
No, I mean, I'm thinking presumably Godzilla has to get from city to city. I mean, he's probably swimming around under the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, absorbing radioactive material.
Yep.
Showing us our own excess. Showing us our own like mistreatment of our planet.
Yep.
But during that time, I mean, he probably stops some. He goes down to a Godzilla-sized sea lab that he's created. Run some experiments.
Okay.
Pops up. Destroys, I don't know, Manitoba or somewhere.
Just
Take
comes
that,
up
Manitoba. I don't even know. Is Manitoba near any level of body water?
Don't look it up. I'm not looking it up.
Is Manitoba coastal?
I think it's coastal, but I think it's East Coast, actually. But, you know, Godzilla can get everywhere. Yeah.
It's fine. He can get anywhere he fucking wants, man. Don't even be thinking Godzilla's stuck in the Pacific. He can go.
He does, like, he has an island, like, depending on the Godzilla era, like, he has his own island full of other monsters and stuff. Maybe they compare scientific theories when they're not away. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He stops. He's working on a way to store wheat. It works. It's great. It's awesome. He just sends it in to, like, a Scientific American or something through email. You know, they got fiber cables under the ocean.
Yeah.
Why not? Godzilla's got email.
I mean, like, he's down there long enough. He knows what they look like. He knows how to tap into them. He's got that good
Wi-Fi.
He's
like, I'll load up Gmail. And Mothra's like, Gmail, like Godzilla mail. He's like, no, I literally just have a Gmail address.
Yeah, it's way easier. I don't have to deal with that. I'm working on science over here, Mothra. I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm too busy to really deal with your goofy top-level domain bullshit.
Yeah.
So Godzilla, he invents Godzillization. Everyone knows it's Godzilla. It's great. It really saves the world. Then he pops up. He fucks up Manitoba.
Okay.
Like, you know, hundreds of thousands dead. Sorry, yeah. Manitoba. We're picking on you tonight.
Sucks, but yeah.
I don't know what's been going on in Manitoba. If shit's been bad there, I'm sorry, Manitoba. I'm sorry.
I think Manitoba's gone long enough without a good monster attack, honestly.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not like you're showing up in the news, right? I haven't heard a lot out of Manitoba in a while.
No.
If I'm gonna be honest. If I'm gonna be honest, I couldn't tell you the first thing that's fucking happened in Manitoba recently.
No, that's why Dr. Pepper, not Dr. Pepper, Godzilla.
Godzilla's
go
there,
out.
Right? He's gone there. He's fucking him up. He's busting the town down. It's in pieces now. Now we have a moral quandary. Okay, do we continue calling Godzillaization of wheat, which has, like I said, dramatically decreased hunger worldwide? Right. Thanks to how we can put aside wheat for much longer and, you know, really help out with, I don't know, famines.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great. And then or do we look at the more specific acts of Godzilla, the more immediate acts, which is the destruction of Manitoba?
Right.
We have to go. Do we continue calling this Godzillaization, or do we call it, I don't know, wheat freezy?
I think we try to get away from calling it Godzillaization at that point, because he is clearly, like, he is, yes, he did help us find a way to store wheat in a more effective, better way to help, like, world hunger all throughout. But he's also helping out with, like, world depopulation by destroying major metropolitan areas.
Yeah. So well, you're not saying that's a good thing, right?
It's not a good thing.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, you said he's helping out with world population.
Yeah, the Earth is happy about this in a way, but
like,
you know,
Gaia, like the Gaia theory of Earth.
Yeah,
Gaia is happy about this, but humans are not. And Gaia doesn't give a shit about wheat. Godzillization of wheat.
Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, like, if as far as Gaia is concerned, Godzilla's doing nothing but great things. I mean, Gaia does not think Godzillization is good or bad. It's pointless. Who cares?
Doesn't care. Doesn't involve the Earth, really. Like, that's technology, basically.
Yeah.
Godzilla's working on technology. That's a side job. His real job, wreck the shit out of the Earth. About what humans have done to the Earth, rather, on that.
Which is specifically Manitoba now.
Specifically.
He just waits till they just build back, and then he comes back. It's like, fuck Manitoba.
It's like, you could go like Vancouver or something. It's a little like, you know, closer. It's the Pacific Ocean. No, only Manitoba.
They know what they did. They tried to stop calling it pasteurization.
Yeah, I'm going to... Like, we tried to name it a Weedy Savy, but it did not go over very well.
They're like, come on, Godzilla, maybe just destroy a different town here and there. Like, just rotate. Absolutely not. I found a town, I'm going to destroy it. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. It's like, I know
thanks
all
to
the-
that podcast guy.
Oh, I'm tapping, Aaron. I am tapping. I cannot hold up anymore.
Thank you. Oh, thank God. Oh. I mean, as much as I love watching Godzilla destroy a city.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Hey, should we play one of our famous... I'm going to look a thing up on Wikipedia game, and you can guess things about it, because I think I would like to play that about Manitoba.
Okay. We could.
I'd love to. We've joked enough about Manitoba that I feel like we kind of owe it to Manitoba to learn a little bit about them and to spread the good word of Manitoba, who definitely does not deserve to be destroyed. Okay, Manitoba. Holy shit! I'm 100% wrong about Manitoba.
Yeah, I the only thing I'm letting you do the rest of it. I did look at a map really briefly, and it's like it does technically have a coastline, but it's like way in there.
I thought Manitoba was a city.
It's a whole province.
I will say that. It's a whole fucking province of Canada.
Sorry, Canada.
Sorry, man. Holy shit. Not only did we destroy Manitoba, we've reduced it from a province to a city. But you're right. It's right there on the Hudson Bay.
Yeah, I mean, Godzilla could theoretically drive.
Yeah,
like,
no,
go
right in. You are within Godzilla striking range.
Yeah, sorry, Canada. I've been to Ontario. I've been next door to Manitoba, but not that far over. Sorry.
So you've been to Manitoba?
No, I've been to Ontario. I've been
okay.
Yeah.
Did
right
you know
to.
That Manitoba was a province?
You know,
just let me keep fucking acting like it was a city.
No, I forgot. I genuinely,
okay.
genuinely
you
forgot.
Also thought it was a city. Okay.
Yes.
At least we're both wrong. At least we're both incredibly wrong. Now I feel like we have even more to make up for Manitoba. Okay. We should probably learn some stuff about Manitoba. Okay, John, what do you think? Go ahead.
Are you teaching me? Am I guessing on this? Or like you're giving
yeah.
facts? How's
I mean, I'm
working?
Trying to come up with like some fun trivia. But I'll be honest, it kind of doesn't look like Manitoba's all that fun.
I mean, like, you know,
place.
A lot of lakes and stuff. That sounds nice.
I mean, we should acknowledge, all right, the First Nations, mm-hmm. I think. I don't think we can talk about Manitoba without acknowledging the First Nations. Can we... Yeah. Would you like to guess what Manitoba means in the original language? Apparently, it comes either from the Cree or from the Ojibwe. But it means the same thing.
What
does it mean? What does Manitoba mean?
Given that you mentioned like the Cree in there, I'm going to bet something about lakes in there. Maybe like, you know, there's.
Dude, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right. It means Lake of the Prairie.
Okay. That seems nice.
It could also mean the Straits of Manitou, the Great Spirit. Or it could mean like the Prairie. I'm going with the second one. I'm going with the second one because it means that John is right. How did you know the Cree were so lake focused?
I don't know. Like, you know, it feels like every time like if there's like a big ass body of water, it's like, man, like you look at that, it's like, man, that's huge. It's like half the size of the Great Lakes, and that's a lot. It's a lot of lake. I'm probably gonna name something after a lake in there, I'm sure, in whatever language I choose.
Okay, that's fair. I guess that's fair.
There's a city called Flin Flon here. Like, I can't tell if it's on Saskatchewan or Manitoba, but it's in Manitoba. I like the name Flin Flon. I like it.
Apparently, there is at some point in Manitoba's storied history, it was called Rupert's Land, which is a real good name. Awesome. And I think it should have kept that name.
Like one person named Rupert or a bunch
like
of Rupert's?
Yeah, like Rupert, a thing belonging to Rupert. Okay. Rupert's Land. And a lot of Canada apparently used to be Rupert's Land.
Man, Rupert got around, damn.
Okay. Yeah, he founded all kinds of fucking places. Yeah, including Manitoba.
Oh. I mean, you got, like, you know, Pennsylvania, like, means Penn's Woods in there. Like, you know, like, we were just really into naming things after ourselves or people we know.
I mean, I would 100% name a place Aaron's Land if I found a place. If I was out and about and I truly found a place that had no one else on it. And I was just like, oh, hey, check it out. No one knows about this place. It's Aaron's Land. I 100% would. I think anyone would, and anyone should. I respect your right to name a land after yourself. Both scientific inventions that help humanity and lands you discover, you can name them after yourself, and I will defend your right to do so.
Okay. I'm going to go to the moon. I'm going to name like a place on the dark side.
Somebody's already. I mean, small places on the moon.
Yeah.
That maybe we don't have a good name for you. I feel like scientists are kind of getting ahead of themselves, right? Like, we've seen that place in a telescope. So we're just going to name it the Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah.
Really? You think you get to do that because you saw it in a telescope?
Finders, like, you know, I spy with my little eye kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. Go there, scientist. Then you could name it. You got to go there first. You got to go there. As far as I'm concerned, Neil Armstrong should have named the whole fucking moon.
You know, Neil, that would have been a ballsy move. Like, you know, he did, like, it was probably the right move to go one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That seems like the right thing you want to say, but you could have said so much.
He could. This is Armstrong's crash pad, ladies.
Yeah. Hang up a neon sign somehow on the moon. I don't even know how that would work.
I don't know. Does neon work on the moon? It's hard to say.
I don't know how neon works in space.
We don't even know what Manitoba is.
It got a lot of lakes.
We just hung our asses out for everyone to see for the last half an hour talking about Manitoba like it was a city. Yeah. When it was a whole ass province.
Like Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a city in Manitoba.
So probably we should not even begin to speculate on whether neon can work on the moon. There's just too many things we don't understand there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on there. I don't have, I mean, I could probably pretend to be like one of those kids who get to send science experiments to astronauts on the International Space Station and be like, hey, check out, can you see if neon works? But yeah,
you could try.
Yeah, but if you have questions for us about Manitoba that you don't want to look up, but we'll look up for you because we feel real bad Manitoba. I'll tell you what, I also thought that Saskatchewan was like on the other side of it, like not in the middle. I thought it was closer to the East Coast for some reason. So my Canada geography completely out of whack. I am so sorry.
Man, there's like 1.5 million people in Manitoba.
Yeah.
I mean,
we We got to send apologies to each and every one of them.
Yeah. We kind of do. I think we do. Maybe.
If you're a listener in Manitoba and you want an apology from Video Death Loop, send us an email at questions@videodeathloop.com. We will send you an e-card with like one of those that have like the music and all that, and you know, say we're sorry about our misconceptions of Manitoba.
Sorry, Manitoba.
I was trying to phrase. I almost phrased it in a way that made it sound like words. Like we're sorry for you, Manitoba. It's like no. I mean,
no. Well, if Godzilla gets him, we are.
Yeah. I think what would happen would like looking at the map of Manitoba. By the way, there's no cities on the coastline there. I think like Godzilla would just roam up and roam. But it's like there's a bunch of forest here. It's pretty.
Not too bad.
Yeah. But he'd probably go elsewhere, honestly. So, you know, Gaia theory and all that.
It's like, I thought this was a city. I'm not down for destroying the whole province. Sorry. I've got science to do today in my sea lab.
Yeah, I got other things to do. I have my northern Canadian sea lab up here.
Yeah.
In Hudson Bay. But yeah, you know, questions of Video Death Loop. Just subject line apology to Manitoba for Manitoba.
Yeah.
You can find us on Blue Sky. That's a place where we are at the Video Death Loop. Just find us there. Rate us on your favorite podcasting platform. Tell a friend. Tell Godzilla if you happen to see him around. Tell him, you know, maybe like he was appeased by Dr. Pepper in the video. Maybe he can be appeased by podcasts too. I don't know.
He could.
He could. Aaron, you have anything else you want to say?
Folks, have a nice week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.